Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing fine. I'm preparing for my Florida trip. I'm very excited about it. And I ran into some small obstacles, but I am overcoming. How about yourself? I know you're getting ready to make the trip pretty soon, too.
Running as fast as I can, trying to get as much as I can done.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I get that. You know, even tonight's chart is kind of like a kiss and a slap. You know, we've got an active T-square. We've got a grand trine and fire. Really? But it's all good.
It is. Absolutely all good. Again, that north node is part of that grand trine, so it's all for our benefit. Be creative. It's in Leo.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. This Venus-Mars conjunction in Virgo that's been going on this week has been a little bit, shall we say, ambitious, squaring Saturn and also Chiron. Really? Oh, that T-square is kind of tough, but at least there's wiggle room with the mutable ones.
Absolutely. And here again, it's timing. It's trusting the process and timing. Just do the work. That's what it's saying. Just do the work and trust the process, and it'll all be fine.
Well, before we signed on, you had mentioned something about the Libra energy with the Sun and Mercury kissing.
And on the other side of Libra is the Arabic part of fortune and Jupiter kissing. And Jupiter is at that 29-degree mark. So,
oh, yeah.
Libra energy and the balance energy is exalted again with benefactors all through it. However, it has a little bit of a square to it, which is a little ambitious, as you like to say. Challenge.
Yes.
Of Capricorn.
Oh,
how would you tell us about that square?
Well, it has to do with we're going to try and negotiate some kind of a cooperative agreement, but the laws and the rules are still in place. We may or may not be successful, but we have to meet the challenge because we're aspiring to our higher ideals in that square. Whenever you see a cardinal square like that, I always say, well, take the high road. There's less traffic.
There you go. And, you know, during this period of time with Mercury in Libra and conjunct the Sun, most specifically at this point in time, it's really a good time to look at opposing views, even though it may not be palatable. Don't get me wrong about things, looking at opposing views and thinking that you're going to be converted over to the other side. It's not a realistic thing like that. It's a square. So it's a work in progress. But I've found a lot of times when people really take a look and see where the opposition is coming, that they can at least start to work towards a balance between the two. And even though they might not find an answer, at least they have a little bit more pieces of the puzzle. So always under a Mercury in Libra, I like people to look at both points of view with an open mind and say, well, you know, I know that's not palatable for me, but they have to have some purpose for why they're standing on what they're standing on. And when you look at both sides, especially with the square, again, here, that makes it a little bit stronger with the responsibility, honor, and duty in the situation. When you look at that and you take the process, it really helps start to make some wiggle room for negotiation instead of having polar opposite situations.
I so agree. And the other thing today, though, was nice because the moon was basically in trine to both Mars and Venus. So the bottom line would be commonsensical. Okay, it would be exalted as far as, okay, well, what can we do now and what can we do later?
There you go. That's it.
I always pray for more patience. And people think I'm like, I have the patience of a saint. Not true. By a long shot.
I can't imagine you.
I'm a very careful listener.
That's one thing I've never thought of you as, is patience.
I think people mistake being a careful and good listener with being patient, because I do want to hear them out, you know. And I think that that's important in the kind of work that we do. Because
we want
to know what the conflict really is beneath the surface, because often it's not something that they envision. It's something different that we can see, okay?
Yep.
And so I am a very good listener, and I take my time in that way, because I want to know how I need to look into their chart. What is the major afflicting energy? Where is the helper coming from? And let's go for that, okay?
There you go. You're contemplative. You're thorough. I will give, and here again, that's one of your beautiful benefits, and I think you are. You're very thorough in your work. And maybe that's why people think that you're more patient than what I feel you are. It's not a bad thing. With all that fire you have in you, I don't know anybody who has that much fire that is patient. That would be a challenge. That would be a challenge trying to get you to be patient.
Oh, yeah. I'm less patient with myself than anybody else. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree to that.
Well, we've got a pretty full queue. I suppose we should take some calls. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
All right. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. This is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm better. I'm better.
Good. Can you give me your birth date just because I've got four of you up here?
Oh, it's okay. 11/5/1970.
Got it. And you're not in Talladega anymore. Where are you?
Tucker, Georgia. T-U-C-K-E-R, Georgia.
Got it. Yeah, my computer doesn't save that.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
So, I've been a little frustrated at work to the point where I had to file a grievance against one of the assistant principals. And I've been looking for another job since September. And I'm still looking, and I just want to get some insight on that.
Well, Jupiter's going into your sign on the 10th of October, okay, which is just, you know, a couple days away. And Mercury is going to be sitting on Uranus in your chart as well. And so I have a feeling that the next week is going to start to manifest something for you. Now, you're going to go through your Jupiter return this year. So whatever job you take is an investment in your expertise. Don't settle for less just because these people are kind of like a hornet's nest around you right now. Go ahead and bide your time and get what you truly desire because of all your Scorpio. What do you think, Jacqueline?
There's also something else coming up at the end of this month for you. And November is the time that you're looking at where things are going to start to shift. Trust this process. I know you Scorpios always, okay? You can feel it before it happens, so you get really edgy, okay? A lot of people don't know that Scorpio is a fixed personality, so they're habitual. They don't like change, even though Pluto is their planet and everything always changes in their life, they really don't like them, okay? And you can feel it way before it's going to come. And I think that's what you're doing, because Mars is going into Libra at the end of this month. And in November, it will be giving you your Mars return, which means that it's going to assist you in this day-to-day work that you're going to do. It's going to make that transformation and change. Keep your focus on what you want to do. Don't get caught up. I agree with Aphrodite. Don't get caught up in all the turmoil that's around you, because before every major transformation in your life that has been for your benefit, it has always been tumultuous. So just kind of laugh at it and go, I know I have to go through this to get to where I want to be, because you're right on the edge of getting what you want. Look for the job you want. Go for what you want, because this is the timing to really get the awesome job that you really be happy with.
Okay.
Hang in
there.
Keep it safe, girlfriend. Okay.
All right. I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Thank you both.
Have a sweet night.
Thank you.
All right.
I will.
All right,
bye. Thanks. Bye.
What an amazing chart she has. Whew.
Ah, oh, it's great.
All right. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 704. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hey, hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you ladies doing today?
Good. Have you
on a scale of
1
to 10, I'm about a 27.
I have called in 4:46 a.m.
Yep. Charleston, West Virginia.
That's me.
And where do you live now?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. That's a very different energy.
Yeah.
And I say that in a calm way, but whoa! All right. So what is your question for us tonight?
I started a new job a couple months ago. It's a temp position. There's a lot of transition there. It was a company buyout thing. Do you see any stability in this job? Because there's people leaving left and right fearing that they're going to pull out. Or do you see any other opportunities for me coming up?
Well, you've got a massive mutable T-square going on in your chart right now. So it is hard for you to love where you are. But Saturn is getting ready to pass over your Mars. So some of the people that are leaving, if you stayed there without some of the people that are there, would it be better?
Some are annoying, but I think a lot of them are set in their old ways and are kind of grumpy, so I can do without the grumpiness, but it'll be a lot more work for me to do.
Well, I want to tell you that it's not going to...
I'm sorry?
Do you like your work?
I like the work, yes. But there's a few people there I'm kind of leery about. I don't get really good energy off them, so I don't know if they're going to be an issue.
Well, the frustration you're experiencing with now is only going to last another couple of weeks. And all I want to tell you to do right now to get through this period of time is to kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just telling you, better off to put on the happy face, be supportive. Don't let it get in your craw right now. I mean, you've got some beautiful Libra planets, even though you're a Virgo sun. And Jacqueline, of course, you know, she's like, she's my primary Libra in my life, okay? And I just think it's really good right now because both the sun and Mercury are kissing your Mercury and Libra. So you are the voice of reason in your surroundings, which seem to have gone mad in some way. But I think that you're strong enough and you're analytical enough to make it through this next couple of weeks, and most of the squares I'm seeing this chart are going to dissipate. Okay?
Okay.
You've got a Mars-Venus square to your natal Mars and Sag right now, so you're feeling a little bit claustrophobic, and you're not sure who you can bitch to where it won't get out.
Yeah, true. True, very true.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I totally agree with everything you're saying. I understand the frustration here, and that's the reason why I say, ask you, do you like what you do? Because you put your heart and soul into your work, There's no question about it. It's just who you are, okay? And the universe is kind of calling you to live in the moment and live in the now, very much so, okay? Aphrodite was talking about all these challenges. And it's kind of like you have to watch every footstep that you take as far as you don't want to, you're such a loving, like Aphrodite was talking about, with Uranus, Moon, Jupiter, and Mercury in Libra. You're such a loving peacekeeper. And I always like the Virgo-Libra combination because it gives a purity to it, okay? So you have the capability of really just doing your job and being happy with your job and letting the rest of it go, okay? And I strongly suggest over this period of time, and I'm going to say a little bit longer than that. I want to push things a little bit further into November, okay? Because I want your Venus to be activated. So somewhere around mid to end of November is when I think you're really going to find how you fit in here and how you settle in there. Until then, I think it's going to be a variable.
Okay, makes sense. Okay. All right, well, cool.
Just ride
Thank
the
you,
train.
Ladies.
Okay.
Thank
you.
You
have a sweet night. Thank you for calling. Okay.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. She's got a lot of diversity to her character. Amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah. She's so sensitive. That's the problem, is that she's so sensitive. She feels it. She just wants everybody to get along and be happy and everything else. And tension is not her, definitely not what she enjoys.
Yeah, she's much more of a help meet kind of personality. Absolutely. Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 302, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jacqueline.
Hey.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi. My birthday is 1-2-61. And it was 11:45
a.m. Darby, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I got it. And where do you live now, Jacqueline?
I live in Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
So my question is about career. When will I land a job, a full-time position?
All right.
Are you working now?
I'm not. In the new field that I went back to school for.
Well, to me it looks like it's 60 days away.
Okay. Sort
of the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing hadn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, okay? So it's been here about 5 years now, and that's why we're having the tea party, if you will. And it's about to pass over your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance in Capricorn, in the 10th house of your career. So I have a feeling that it's going to take at least a month and a half to two, but I think at the same time, it may be even kind of an extensive interview process you go through. Do I think it's going to pay off? Absolutely. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I'm going to take it. I agree with you that it's no longer than 60 days. But this is the time for you to be active. Okay. I feel, and what I think that Aphrodite is looking at is she started talking about it. It's that long process. Okay. I think there's going to be a gap between the time that you apply for the position that you're going to get and the time that you do get the position that you're going to get. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
It's that process that you're going through. Trust this process because this is the right timing. And I know you have that Mars and that Moon in Cancer, so you're a little nervous for your normal Capricorn energy, okay? But you've come into and you know what you want to do, and you know that you can work well, okay? You're a career person. You like doing what you're going to do, say. So go in with that enthusiasm. Go in and apply for these applications right now and trust the process. Don't get frustrated that it takes a little bit longer before you actually get the job. This is the timing for you to get out there and meet the people that are going to give you the job in the future.
Okay. Do you think I've already applied for the job that I'm eventually going to get?
It's possible.
Okay.
But
let me take a look.
In here, I would keep working on that. I wouldn't rest on my laurels. Mars and Venus are both traveling through your sixth house of day-to-day work. So it's time for you to put the work in to make it happen. Okay. So we were also talking about that Pluto square, and she was talking about that Pluto, and it is challenging you at this point in time. And so it's testing your faith is what it is. Trust the process.
Okay.
I'm feeling like Thanksgiving. I'm thinking Thanksgiving for some reason, but there's not a lot of retrograde planets that are inhibiting you right now, except
mm-hmm.
Neptune. And that's only like a little sextile to your Sun and your Mercury and your Jupiter. So my feeling is that if you did apply for it in the past, they have something that they're envisioning, so there's changes going on with that institution right now. They probably won't come in for a good strong landing until close to Thanksgiving. So I don't necessarily think it's your performance or your resume or your persona. I think it has something to do with them.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So like Daphne and I are both trying to tell you, it's coming to you, and it's coming to you soon, and just keep on being proactive and being, you have beautiful planets in Capricorn in your 10th house. Oh, my goodness, girl. You are an employer's dream. Are you kidding me? And they might have things going on behind the scenes you're not aware of from the administrative quotient that you're just not aware of it, and you're trying to, and you are, as Jacqueline pointed out, because your Mars and your Cancer are both in you're both your Mars and your Moon are in Cancer, you're taking it more personally than maybe you need to. So don't. Just think that, okay, the professional environment, they're probably undergoing great change like most places are right now, and
mm-hmm.
wait it out. It apply for something that you think you still have a chance. Keep in touch with them, but I also agree with Jacqueline. Keep pushing forward, too. Look at other opportunities. So have a great opportunity to come away before the end of the year anyway, no matter what. So just go for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and keep in touch with us.
I will. Thank you. All right.
God bless
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks.
Amazing chart.
Yeah.
The organization, the business acumen there is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. I love it when that happens. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 303, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, who's this?
I've called before, so I know you've got my name and birth info in there. This is Allison, and March 15, 1957. Hi.
Oh, right.
In Arizona. I live in Arizona now.
What city?
Prescott, Arizona at the moment.
Okay.
So here, my question kind of dovetails to the previous caller. I'm looking at that Jupiter getting ready to hit my Neptune and make that move into Scorpio and set off all kinds of great things with all my Pisces and my Virgo. So I am starting to lay the groundwork for a move, not out of the state, but a long distance from where I am now. And it's going to be quite a major move, and finding really fruitful employment has got to be part of this move. So I'd like to hear what you have to say around that astrologically.
Well, I want to know what city you were thinking of moving to.
Well, I'm not I have to most likely, well, it's a big city, you know, it's like Phoenix, but I haven't decided on what part of Phoenix yet.
Okay.
But we can go with that.
I want
that.
To take a little
that's
bit look at your progress chart and that move and see what it looks like as far as timelines, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. Something about Phoenix and Scorpio energy just seems to work for me, but it's just amazing.
Are you going
back
to
I'm generating.
Sorry, are you looking for a job, like something you've done before, or something that you've worked at before? Are you looking at something?
Well, something. Well, because I did have a career at one time in my life, and it was was far better paying for, among other things, than what I have now. So I'm not looking to go back to exactly what I've done before, but I definitely am looking to go back to a career track.
Well, I think your intuition to go to Phoenix is very good, because I'm looking at 10 different categories, and they give me scores from 0 to 150. And in Phoenix, your imagination and inspiration quotient is 414, completely off the graph. Okay?
Wow.
So that's what you're going there for. Yes, I get that.
Yeah.
Now, but in your, when you're moving within a state astrologically, we don't look at the ninth house of distant relocation or going to a foreign land.
Right.
We look more
right.
at the third house. It's a local move.
Third house, right. Right.
And both Mars and Venus are there, so you're already doing all your research, aren't you, like crazy?
I've done quite a lot of online research, but I haven't done an actual, physically scouting out the area that I would consider tolerable for living.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, again, you know, Neptune ties you for 105 days. It's in your sign now. And Chiron is right on your sun. So you want a very healthy
right.
environment metaphysically. Okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
Saturn's going to be going into Capricorn on the 21st of December this year. Okay?
Right.
But before it
yes.
does that, it's going to be in perfect trine to your Pluto. In the third
right.
house
That's
of,
true.
You know, local relocation. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think you can claim your power with the expertise you've had before, but you want something much more expansive and much more inspirational
yeah.
than what you've been doing. You know, absolutely. What
yeah.
do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and the reason why I ask the questions about your work is because your career is crucially important for you. You do,
yes.
It has to come from your heart and soul, and it has to be a passion of you, okay? And
yeah.
Saturn is transiting through your sixth house of day-to-day work, and you just had your Saturn return, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And with that, what happens is it says you learn your experience, you learn truly who you are and what you're passionate about. Because I agree, Pluto in the transition that she was talking about, the whole transition and everything with your Pluto is here. This I agree with Africa. I would be planning on moving somewhere in the Phoenix area. I think you've picked the location, but I really strongly suggest you pick the career and have that faith and trust in it. Okay. Again, you talk about Chiron going over your sun, and this means that there's a total transformation as far as your career is concerned here. And so go for that. Go for that vision. You're a very spiritual and intuitive creature. Go for the whole dream right now and look for that dream job, because I'll bet you'll find it as long as you believe it.
Okay, yeah. I don't have my ephemeris in front of me, but I do know that Mercury goes retrograde. I want to say at the end of November or somewhere in early December. Again, I don't have my ephemeris with me, but I have to be very, very mindful.
It goes retrograde on the 4th, and it goes direct on the 24th.
December.
Yep.
Okay, so I have to either do this move either before that retro or wait until early next year, which is not something I really want to be doing. I don't want to put it off until after the retrograde. I feel like that would be actually a little setback for me. So I have approximately 1 month to make this happen, and I'm telling you, I am feeling the pressure.
And I think you're putting a pressure on you that isn't there, okay? I think you're feeling that Chiron putting the pressure on you, saying you need to make a choice, okay?
Yeah.
I think you're diverting it as far as the timing of your move. The move is you're going to move there. It's got too much great energy there for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you also want to know that you have some kind of great job to go to there. You don't just want to take any job because Saturn is still there. And if you just go there and take any job, it's going to suck and you're going to hate it. Okay. And you have the opportunity, the door's open at this point in time to find that dream job. So I would really be focused more on that than the timing of when you go. I agree. Do not make this transition between the 4th of December or the 24th of December. You will regret it, okay? But after that, I don't think it's that bad for you as well, okay? At the end of January, the Sun is going to trine your Mars, which is really going to enhance that movability. So it may be as late end of January before you actually can.
And I'm just curious, what was that chart that the numbers chart that you calculated at the beginning of the call today that you said it was?
I was progressing you
was
to
up,
your current
yeah.
location, and I was using a progress chart to look at you moving forward, because a progress chart is more the person you're becoming rather than the person you've been.
Yeah, right.
And you're trying to go through a rebirthing here. And what it does is it gives me a statistical score between 0 and 150 normally for friendship and family, love and romance, vocation and career, opportunity, education, culture, responsibility, imagination, excitement. And your imagination and inspiration energy is 414. It's completely off the graph. And the text is amazing on this because it tells you how it's going to feel for the first 13 lunar months when you move to that new location. It gives you descriptions so you know what may be minor obstacles and what is the focus. It's just amazing stuff. And Jacqueline and I both have the same software. So, but anyway, it's just really good. And I appreciate her insight as well because she is just amazing. And like I said, I think that don't worry so much about Saturn going into Capricorn, because I have a feeling when Saturn is trining your Pluto, you're going to get the go-ahead. So even if you move after Saturn has moved into Capricorn, you're going to be fine. Okay? It doesn't matter if something happens like in the middle of the month of December and then you go and you go get settled until, you know, Saturn goes to Capricorn and all that, and Uranus goes direct on the 2nd of January. So I think that action's going to work out for you perfectly.
Is there a place online where listeners can access that software, or, you know, some place where we can do our own calculations? Because I'm fascinated by that.
Well, I have to tell you, I probably have about $2,200 invested in my software. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Okay. Never mind.
But to get the report from me, if you email me and tell me what you need, it's only $12 for me to send this to you.
Okay.
$12.
Okay. Thank you so much. And please mute me so I can continue to listen to the rest of the show.
Absolutely. No problem.
Great.
Happy to do it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty then. Let's put her on mute. Okay. Pretty amazing stuff going on there.
Yeah, she's got some big changes ahead of her.
Oh, I know. And, you know, you're just amazing. I love working with you. You're awesome. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Too.
Yes. Okay.
We just work really well together.
We do. We always have. Area code 732, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon, ladies. This is Caroline from New Jersey. Need my birthday.
Hi, Caroline.
Hey.
See if I can find you. Are you 10954?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
And where do you live now? I know you don't live in Portugal anymore.
I never did. I never did. Red Bank.
I'm sorry?
Red Bank, New Jersey.
Oh, Red Bank.
Okay. Okay. Now, is that Gloucester or Monmouth County?
Monmouth.
Okay. Well, there's two of them. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right chart, honey. All right. Okay.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I've been waiting and for a financial backer for some of my business projects. And I'd like to know if you see one coming soon.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you when.
When?
I think it's sooner than you think. You're probably looking at the third week of November.
Really?
Jupiter's going to pass over your Saturn in the fifth house of your heart's desire. So you're going to be able to establish a relationship at that time. Don't think it's going to be without stresses, okay?
Yes,
because
I
it squares to your north node in the seventh house. So partnership can be intense, but I think that's what you want.
Yeah, I don't like laid back for what I
oh,
want.
Oh, I can see that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I like so much breaking. I want to do, you know, the projects I want to achieve, so and to help people, by the way. So it's really that kind I've been waiting for so long that I'm just ready.
I know you're ready. Again, we're working with that Scorpion energy, and that Scorpion energy sometimes jumps a little bit ahead, okay?
Yes.
I love the I'm just a big push for Libras because I think we're the best sign of all of them. But the Libra-Scorpio energy is such a great thing, but it has to have patience. Nothing shifts quickly, okay? What I am going to say is trust the process.
Yes, I do.
And make sure that you look over the documentation. The square to your sun means that you must have a fair and balanced contract to come. So
yeah.
Make sure that it's a 50-50 partnership, equal in its partnership.
Yes.
Nobody can have a little bit more invested than the other, okay?
Exactly.
It has to be
yes.
Two of you come together equally, okay?
Jack,
so,
look at her solar return. I think her solar return is today.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even look at that before. Where? What
yeah,
are you
I know that's
right
your
now?
Expertise. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, happy early birthday. What city are you in today? Red Bank?
Well, Red Bank.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Because I do think it's going to come up today as being your your actual solar return.
What does that mean?
What that means
you
is that the sun returns back to the same exact spot as when you're born. And, yeah, it happened at 5:20 a.m. this morning that your solar return kicked in. Oh, my gosh. Live your dream because there's a lot of great things going on. First of all, the sun and Mercury are both in your first house. So your presence out there is right there. Okay? Everybody's going to love you. Everybody's going to notice you. This is a great time for you. Okay. The other thing, when you're talking about the financial situation, is that Jupiter is in your second house of personal finances, and that Uranus retrograde is in your eighth house of other people's finance, which means when this comes up, and it's coming here, okay, your financial situation is definitely changing this year. Okay, there's
yes.
no question about that. And it's the deal that you're looking for is going to come up suddenly. Out of the blue.
Ooh. Okay?
Yep.
So trust the process is what I'm going to say with this because you're going to keep looking and you're going to get frustrated. But the point being is that it's going to come up very quickly. Okay. and this is a great time to do this. So let it be. Okay, go with the process and trust the process, because the vertex is conjunct your Neptune in your sixth house of work this year, which means you can live your dream on a day-to-day basis as long as you trust that process. You'll be a little over-analytical about yourself and a little more detail-oriented than what you normally are. Don't pick on yourself so much, okay? It's trying to get you to trust your what it's going to do, okay? Relax with that, okay? You're not half as bad as what you think you are.
I am picky. I pick on myself, believe me.
Don't do that.
Yeah, gardening, and it's so zen. Then all of a sudden, I'll have like a deja vu moment. I'm kind of judging myself. What did I do that for? You know, and this is like, then it'll be 10 minutes later. So I know exactly what you're saying.
Don't do that. Laugh at it and let it go.
I will. Thank you.
You're sweating the details there.
Yeah, I am. I don't want to disappoint other people as well, you know, so everybody is like hanging on to what Caroline's next move is going to be. They kind of depend on me, and I depend on my angels and on my guides and on God, so I don't
want to.
Yeah, it's all like cycle of life, you know, kind of thing.
And you're such a people pleaser, you know, that's what Libras do.
I've always wanted to
make sure everything's perfect in everybody's environment around you. That's just part of who you are. But trusting that you're doing the right thing, and that's the point, is trusting that you're doing the right thing will come out of it. That's how come I like that you trust your angels, because they give you the right answers. Trust those answers and just do it. Don't worry about not doing the right thing, because you will do the best right thing over anything else. That's who you are. So don't think you're going to disappoint anybody. They love you. And especially this year, they're going to really love you, because your personality is coming out into the public.
Yay. Miss Bubbly. Miss Sunshine. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Miss Congeniality is coming out.
There you go.
Well. Yes.
Thank you, ladies. This has been a pre-birthday gift. I thank you so much. You made my day and tomorrow's day. So I trust.
Many blessings to you, and keep us posted, okay?
Well, I promise.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Thank you. Lovely evening. Thank you for taking your generous time.
You're welcome. We're happy to do it.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
From Red Bank, New Jersey. Good night.
You gotta love her.
She's gonna go on TV. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I think so. We'll see.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anna. My birthday is January 28th from the Netherlands.
Ah.
Oh, hi, Anna. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you. I was wondering if you see me staying at this career, at this position that I have for a while. Oh, do you see me getting a raise soon?
What are you doing for a living?
Healthcare.
Okay. I've got 13 Annas on here, and I'm trying to find her. I know she's in the Netherlands. Good grief. Okay.
January 28th, 1973.
Yeah.
What city are you in now?
New York.
Yes.
Oh. She knew that.
I guess there's
just
so many ads, because you don't pick last names on the air, you know, for privacy. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. And then there you go. Have it all over out there.
happens to me all the time.
Okay. Well, we try to protect your privacy and give you the intimacy and conversation that you require as part of what we do for everyone, whether they're local or far away, just so you know.
Yeah, sometimes people make mistakes. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, do you want to stay in New York?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
Okay. That answers that question. Because here again, I think you're in the right field. I don't know that you're in the right location. I think this location has great benefits for you. But I think this year is going to shift where you're going to be looking at other locations in New York. So when you say, are you going to stay with this job, I have to say, maybe the career, but probably not the job. What do you think, Afrika?
Well, the planets that are complementing her Venus and her Jupiter in Capricorn, the first house, are moving out very, very quickly. And they're going to be moving into Libra and cause more stress. And I think the stress is good sometimes because it helps us to be motivated to make a change, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you are a very much international character, okay? You are very multifaceted here. You could deal with anybody, anytime, any place, and find a table of conversation. You're kind of more of an international creature than a New York girl, if you follow me on this, okay?
Okay.
And I would like to see you in a place where you feel like you're a bigger fish in a smaller sea. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to serve you ultimately to give you the security you so desire. You've got some beautiful planets in Sagittarius. It's just amazing. And when you're happy, the whole world knows it. You walk into the marketplace and people are like looking at you. Okay? When you're happy, every door opens for you, and right now you're feeling very claustrophobic. Okay? And
okay.
I think you're making the best of it because you have that Capricorn ascendant. You're making the best of it, and I appreciate that. You're a very responsible person. You always try and deliver what you've promised. And Pluto's seeing that on your north node, so it's saying, you know, what do you really desire? Where do you really want to see yourself? Where you can be working on all cylinders and not only use a few pieces of the gifts that were given to you here.
Right. Right.
You have Aquarian energy is very strong, so you want a social environment. You don't want to live like out in the middle of nowhere, but you do want to basically be in a place where there is a sense of community, stability, but you can also let yourself out to play as a person. And you have not had that in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
I really think you should consider really where you want to be. I like Aphrodite saying you want to be a big fish in a smaller pond than what you're in, because that's what you want. And again, you're a city girl. You have to have multicultural things around you.
What does it mean, bigger fish in a smaller pond? What does that mean, really?
What it means is that you want to be able to contribute more to the environment where you live in than what you could in New York City.
So I'm asking, like, you know, what do you guys, how long do you see me stay here and will I get a raise? Do you see me getting a raise?
Well, because Saturn's going to be moving into Capricorn on the 21st of December, and it's going to move into your first house, okay? So I think that people are going to value you at that time, and they're going to want you to stay, okay? So they might give you more money. They might give you incentive. But you know where I really think you'd be happier is in Boston.
Wow. Well, I'm going to Connecticut for a couple of days.
I would check it out if I were you.
Take a look at Connecticut and Boston. I like New England for you. Because you're dealing still with big cities, major airports, seaports and such, in both Connecticut and Massachusetts.
But I don't want
for
to
some
move.
Reason,
I don't want to move. I
know you don't, but I'm going to... I'm going to tell you, I know right now you don't want to move, but I'll give you 6 months and I'll say something, you'll say something different.
Well, I don't, it doesn't matter to me as long as I'm happy, you know. But there would have to be a reason why I would want to move, though. And at this moment, I don't, there's none. No
and
job.
Yeah, I mean, coming is what I'm saying.
So be looking for another opportunity and allow yourself to look a little farther away from New York than you are. You don't have to push the river. It flows by itself, Anna. So just take a look and see if there's something that would be the ideal for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to rest on perhaps a new truth, not what you've learned that you think gives you a certain level of security or stability, but that way you can grow again and really prosper, okay? Just do it very calm, very thorough, okay? Look into other opportunities. I think these people will probably want to keep you, and you probably will receive some kind of dividend in January, but I don't know if it's the ideal for you. And sometimes it's okay to think outside the box, even if you take no action, but just make inquiry. So I want to recommend you do that. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're glad you called in tonight. We're always happy to hear from you.
Thank you. Yes.
You have a sweet night.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless. All righty then. Well, we've got 8 minutes left. Let's go for one more, because some of these people have been holding forever. Let me see. Oh, I think I lost one. Let's see. The queue has been so full all night. Okay. Let's go for this one. Air code 561-568, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
How are you?
I have a question. Do you see any changes at all this year in my financial situation?
Okay, let's take a peek. All right. Wow. Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, yeah. You're in your Uranus return. Are you kidding me? It's probably not going to be this year because it's going to be right after the first. It's going to be right end of the first week of January.
Really?
Yeah, your Uranus is in Aries, and Uranus is returning to you, and it's going to turn around right on your natal Uranus, the ninth house of international commerce. And that usually forms a kind of an epiphany. It's going to be opposition to your sun in Libra. So it is going to be kind of an aha experience, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. Well, I took a look at her solar return. When you say this
go
year,
for
I
that.
Go right. and I know where she was for her birthday, so hey. Anyhow, you have Pluto that is sitting in your second house of personal finances. Pluto it transforms and changes everything. Okay. I'll agree with Aphrodite. I'm not sure of the timing like she is, but I agree with what she said. It quite possibly could be that timing. But it is. It's something that is going to, there's something here that's going to transform and change with your personal finances. And it's obviously for your better. Okay. Again, it's in trying to your midhaven in your solar return and to your moon. So that means that it is coming to you, and that moon is in the ninth house. Again, going back to the international, going from somewhere outside the United States. So don't be surprised if your financial situation changes. Have patience.
What do you mean by outside?
Chart? I'm not seeing Pluto going through her second house at all. I'm seeing Pluto going into her sixth house.
Solar return.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Okay, I'll shut up.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, what it is
your birthday.
A stamp or an impression. Yeah, and it leaves an impression for the year. So there's certain things that are going to have a stronger focus that year for you. And your personal finances are one that are going to have a very strong focus for you.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Nice talking with you,
well,
ladies.
Well, we're so happy you called in tonight, as usual. And how's your health? Is your health doing okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
This is not supposed to be.
No, I just wanted to ask you because I knew that you were a little bit down last time we spoke and wanted to see if you were making a comeback.
Oh, I'm the same way always, but I always act up. I never let anything bother me. I don't think, Jacqueline, do I? No.
Oh, you worry a little more than what you should.
Okay. Choose that one down.
Well, many blessings to you, and keep a smiling face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
Well, I won't be here next week, and we need to, Jacqueline's going to do a special show with a special guest. Well, I'll tell you about that tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, next week we will have a wonderful woman named Ariel come chat with us. She has before one other time. And she does a lot of different things. She connects with the earth. She does shamanic journeys. She definitely has a beautiful insight in a whole different way than Aphrodite and I do astrologically wise. She connects with the angels and uses the angels with her. There's a lot of modalities that she uses. And she definitely, again, I've worked with her for years at different things, and she definitely brings a different perspective, even though it's always in harmony with what I do. So I delight in the connections of the elements that she uses, when I can actually see the same thing astrologically wise. So it's really, she's an awesome woman. I just absolutely adore her. And so she's going to come next week and help me out with the show while Aphrodite is going to be in West Palm Beach. Yay!
On location doing many, many readings and reconnecting with my tribe down there. And if you want to get in touch with us, we're both on Facebook. Our phone numbers are on Blog Talk Radio if you want to reach us. But my phone number is 540-400-0110. Jacqueline, when are you coming back to West Palm Beach, and how can they reach you?
Okay, well, the date isn't specifically there yet. I will be at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach on the 20th and the 21st. So I do know I will be back before then. Other than that, I don't know the specific day I'll be returning to Florida. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can give me a call at 772-286-2720.
And many blessings to you, Ariel, for stepping in and being part of our vision. God bless you all. Have a sweet night.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.